This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Here's today's mind-blowing statistic on Chinese demographics. Economists predict that in 25 years, 1 billion people are going to be living in Chinese cities. It is kind of a logical extension of that country's mass migration and urbanization that's been going on for almost a generation now. But more and more Chinese young people are saying to heck with the consumerism and the pollution and all the other pressures of urban life. They're quitting their jobs and going back to the farm. Here's our man in China, Rob Schmitz.
After she graduated from a top Beijing college, Jia Liming began working as a government official for China's National Sports Bureau. Great pay, fantastic benefits, easy workload, and life in the booming capital city. She was living the Chinese dream, but it wasn't her dream.
I felt lost in the big cities because I didn't know what's the purpose of life, and I felt confused, and I felt depression sometimes. I just felt so boring. The job was boring. Life was boring. Everything was boring.
Then, one day, Jia quit her job, said goodbye to her friends, and traded the city life in for this. 2,000 miles away from the traffic and pollution of Beijing, geese and ducks splash in a frigid mountain lake. They wake Jia up each morning. She has breakfast, then she hikes for half an hour along a Himalayan mountain trail to work. She passes by crimson-robed monks chanting morning prayers at the local Buddhist monastery. And then Jia arrives at the boutique hotel she manages here in a Tibetan part of Western China. She's not earning as much as her friends in Beijing, but she says she's at peace. Her friends think she's a little crazy.
All my classmates, the majority live in Beijing. The quality of life is really bad, actually. They have to spend the money somewhere else to take a vacation or whatever, so the happiness becomes somewhere else. I live in that somewhere else.
More and more people are flooding into China's cities. They're part of a government urbanization campaign created, in part, to boost China's consumer class. Gary Sigley, an Asian studies professor at the University of Western Australia who's studying this phenomenon, says the scale of urbanization can be jarring for some.
While they're shopping, they can catch glimpses on the tourist advertisements and so forth of these more exotic places and kind of imagine that there's a place outside of the city which is a good place to live.
Escaping urban China has become fashionable. In a cobblestone alleyway in the western Chinese town of Dali, a group of urban transplants sit at a table sharing a bottle of wine. It's 10 in the morning. The sun has just come up behind the steep mountains that surround the town. They're reflected in the turquoise waters of an alpine lake below. Xu Yan and her husband quit their jobs in the southern metropolis of Guangzhou to start a wine shop here.
We've met more friends here in a year and a half than we did in our 14 years in the city. The people are more interesting here. They're journalists, writers, artists, creative types. We talk about our dreams and how life should be lived. That's the last topic urban dwellers in China want to talk about.
Xu's friend Zhang Fangtian isn't drinking wine today. He telecommutes here, working as a career counselor. His first client was himself. He's from a big city outside Beijing, where he says he was miserable as a manager at one of China's largest state-owned telecommunications firms.
I was constantly sick because of all the banquets I had to attend. I was drunk my first day as manager. On paper, it was a good job. I own company shares, medical insurance, a pension fund, but I gave that all up for a healthier life.
Zhang and his wife lived in Beijing when their daughter was born. He says the horrendous water and air pollution there was the final straw.
Right before we left, we took our daughter to the doctor for tests. Because of all the pollution, she had 5 times the permissible amount of lead in her blood. We were terrified.
At a quiet bookstore down the alley, Peng Yi Oh shoos her cat out of the way so customers can drink some coffee. Peng, her husband, her mother, and her daughter arrived a year ago from the eastern city of Nanjing. Within days of arriving to the mountains, her mother's asthma vanished. They don't earn much from the bookstore, but then again, Peng says, they're hardly paying anything in rent.
My friends all told me I was so brave for giving up what I had in the city. They don't think it's wise to pick up and move to the place of your dreams until you've saved money, maybe after you're 40.
Peng shakes her head. She doesn't understand that. Life is too short to wait, she says. And in China, city life, with all its pollution, stress, and expectations, can be shorter still. In Western China, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.